الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahu nafida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has mentioned. One who recites durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall intercede for the person who excessively and abundantly recites durood on a Friday. Durood-e Pak is that beautiful dua and wazifa which removes the heart, which cleanses the soul and the body, dear viewers of Madani channel. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, he says there is a purification and washing for everything. And the purification of the heart from the rust is sending durood and salat upon me. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to consistently and abundantly recite durood upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To chale inshallah Azza wa Jalla hum aur aap mil karke durood paak padhte hain.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi صحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد سب سے اولا و اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلی ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسولوں سے اعلی ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو چاہیے کون دیتا دینے کو چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچ ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ و وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be part of our nature. Meaning praising him, loving him, Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, inshallah azza wa jalla, today we are discussing the blessings of Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And before we get started with our actual discussion, we decided inshallah azza wa jalla that we would elaborate a little on the aspect of ahadith. It is a fact that the blessed ahadith were not written in book forms in the time of the blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan. This is something which is common and something which is known to every person, but they rather preserved this treasure of the blessed words of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the blessed hearts. Allahu Akbar. This does not necessarily mean that the blessed ahadith were not written at all by the blessed Sahaba in the time of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather, dear viewers of Madani channel, they were companions who were instructed by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only for this task, that is to write every word of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It becomes quite obvious, dear viewers of Madani channel, that yes, Sahaba Ikram used to write it, but it was never in a format of compilation. It was never compiled, right? But Sahaba Ikram would write the words and the ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned about 10,000 Sahaba preserved the ahadith in their hearts and they passed it to the tabi'in and tabi'i tabi'in. Subhanallah. And this is how the blessed ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had reached us today. Summa alhamdulillah. From amongst these gigantic personalities, dear viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Rabi bin Sabih and some great, great scholars. We are speaking about, this is how the blessed hadith have reached us now. Some of the scholars who were involved in accumulating the ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early days, dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala li, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala li, Hazrat Sayyidina Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala li, and Imam Awza'i rahmatullahi ta'ala li, Sayyidina Rabi bin Sabih. All these are those gigantic and great personalities. Sayyidina Musa ibn Uqba rahmatullahi ta'ala li. So these are just some names, dear viewers of Madani channel. And many other great muhaddithin were the earliest compilers that contributed great deal in the field of hadith in the form of books that today you and I are benefiting from. They have really put effort into this. Subhanallah. They have worked hard. They have traveled to far side distance just to accumulate and to gather those mubarak and blessed teachings and sayings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a result of which, there were volumes of books of ahadith which were written by the end of the second century. Allahu Akbar. So this is how the ulama of the second century have accumulated and gathered those blessed ahadith. And to further elaborate upon those ahadith, the ulama and the scholars and muhaddithin of the third century that include Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ismail bin Ibrahim Bukhari. That is to say, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala. Jihad, dear viewers of Madani channel. This great Imam is included in the third century. It does not mean that they did not give any tribute to the work that was done in the second century by the muhaddithin. But no, dear viewers of Madani channel, they rather had included their work in their work. So there was no need actually for their actual original work. For that work was already included in their work and they have elaborated upon the subhanallah. And this is how the work then began and then grew, subhanallah, to the extent that the Diyaviyas of Madani Chinatree, we have these great works in the form of Ibn Imam Nasai, Imam Ibn Majah, all these Abu Dawood, Imam Tirmidhi, all these great muhaddithin had compiled these books and have included the work of the second century muhaddithin, subhanAllah. So we cannot thank the Sahaba and Tabi'een and the illuminate muhaddithin enough for their great contribution in the field of hadith and for conveying the message of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallama. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, we have so much more that we want to discuss inshallah azza wa jalla. We want to go into the aspect explaining the different categories of ahadith. Allahu Akbar. How do you identify the grades of authenticity with regard to the sahih ahadith? And then you have, subhanAllah, the muhaddithin. Then you have the rules and regulations for becoming a hafiz, hafizul hadith. What are these terminologies, inshallah, azza wa jalla? We will elaborate a little more further, inshallah, on these aspects. And thereafter, we will speak about Imam Bukhari as well. For now, we shall be listening to this beautiful kalami ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, meaning composed and written and penned by His Eminence Sayyidi ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi alayh. Enjoy this beautiful kalam. And when we do return, inshallah, we shall continue with regards to how what guidelines have the scholars and the ulama given to establish the grades of the authenticity of a sahih hadith. And what is a sahih hadith? It's essential that we learn these things, dear viewers of Madani channel. So stay tuned and lock with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, Ya Mujtaba, Khairul Wara, Salli Ala, Salli Ala, Salli Ala, Salli Ala, Salli Ala, Salli Ala, Salli Salli ala, 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 salli ala. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, rukh din hai ya mehre sama. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Shab zulf ya mushke khuta, shab zulf ya mushke khuta. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi.
Salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli. Salli ala, salli ala.
Bulbul ne gul unko kaha, bulbul ne gul unko kaha. Qumri ne sarve jafiza, Qumri ne sarve jafiza. Hairat ne jhunjla kar kaha, Hairat ne jhunjla kar kaha. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi.
Salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli. Salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli ala.
Khurshid tha kis zor par, Khurshid tha kis zor par. Kya bad ke chamka tha kamar, kya bad ke chamka tha kamar. Beparda jab wo rukh hua, beparda jab wo rukh hua. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi.
Salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli. Salli ala, salli ala, salli ala, salli ala.
Dar tha ke isiyan ki saza, dar tha ke عیسیٰ کی سزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا، اب ہو گیا روزے جزا، دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا، دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔ دن لغو میں کھونا تجھے، دن لغو میں کھونا تجھے، شب صبح تک سونا تجھے، شب صبح تک سونا تجھے، شرمے نبی خوف خدا، شرمے نبی خوف خدا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔ نغمہ سرا، یا طوطی نغمہ سرا، حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا، حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔ سما رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔ شب زلف یا مشک کتا، شب زلف یا مشک کتا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔
صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی۔ Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. And now if you were listening to me, Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a true and hakiki ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is through this love, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you shall attain the tawfiq and ability to follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is through this love you become obedient to your viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla also grant us the ability and tawfiq to go to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. So we were discussing the guidelines to establish the grades of the authenticity of a hadith. What hadith? There are different grades of a hadith. You get a sahih hadith, you get different types of a hadith. So now, the muttafaqun alayh hadith, a hadith at the highest level of category of sahih hadith. So, muttafaq means that hadith which is found in sahih al-Bukhari as well as in sahih al-Muslim. So, when the hadith is found in both books, its authenticity and the level of it is the highest, dear viewers of Madani channel. After that are the Sahih Ahadith that are mentioned only in Sahih al-Bukhari. Then the ones mentioned only in Sahih al-Muslim. Then those that are on the level of authenticity established by Bukhari and Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The ulama and the Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim had their own criteria. And they had established their own authenticity, level of authenticity to take and to receive ahadith from the tabi'een or tabi'i tabi'een, then the ones that are on the level of authenticity established by Imam Muslim and Bukhari, or Imam Bukhari alone, then of Imam Muslim, then comes the authenticity of all those ahadith recorded in the rest of the six most authentic books of ahadith, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So these are the different grades and levels established by the scholars of Islam, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Then you get the grades of muhaddithin, you get a talib. Who is a talib? A person who is a beginner in the faculty of hadith and science. Then you get a muhaddith. I'm sure you often hear this word, muhaddith. What is a muhaddith? The one who teaches the hadith and its science. Then you have a hafiz. MashaAllah, sari dunya mein hum ye dekhte hain ki hafiz hame milte hain. Ek wo hafizul Quran bhi hote hain, MashaAllah. Hafizul hadith bhi hote hain, is the one who has memorized 100,000 ahadith along with their sanad. You know, the chain and transmission with the chain of narrators. You would have to know those 100,000 ahadith to be a hafizul hadith. Then you have another terminology which is known as hujjat. What is hujjat? Hujjat is the one who has memorized 300,000 ahadith along with their sanad. Then you have a hakim, which is the fifth level. And hakim is the one who knows all the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with their sanad, and he must also be aware of all their narrators to say about the life of those narrators. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So these are the various levels, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and categories of ahadith to identify whether the hadith is da'if, mawdu, whether the hadith is authentic, whether it is sahih or not. Then you have the famous books, dear viewers of Madani Channel, types of ahadith that we have read in various books. One is called sahih, types of hadith books, right? One is called sahih, one is called jami'. We have heard about this as well many a times. One is called sunan, one is called mu'jam. So like that, you will find mustadrak, you will find many other books of ahadith, arba'een as well. So these are the various types of ahadith, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, bless us in this world and in the hereafter, and grant us the tawfiq and ability to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for us to study his words and teachings, inshallah. Now I'm going to share with you a beautiful parable, dear viewers of Madani Channel. For we are discussing Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the rank and status that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had attained in the field of hadith is second to none. Koi shak nahi, Allah azza wa jalla had given him such high exalted maqam in this field, subhanallah, that he is second to none. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi knew hundreds of thousands of ahadith by heart. The special grace and generosity of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala li. Once he had a dream, and I'm mentioning this dream, subhanallah, to you too, for you to understand his maqam. Imam Bukhari hai kon? He has mentioned and narrated this. He says that once I had a dream in which I saw that there were flies sitting upon the blessed body of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After seeing this dream, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very much concerned, as flies never ever sat on the blessed body of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the noble scholars made this interpretation of this dream. What they said to Imam Bukhari? They said, congratulations, mubarako for you. Mubarak to you, congratulations to you, for you are clarifying and removing the confusion that has affected the ahadith. Allahu Akbar. You will be the reason and you will be the one to remove the confusion, and you will be as a source of clarification to remove all these things from the ahadith that has affected the strength of those ahadith. He will clarify which hadith is true, which is not true, through his efforts, through his koshish. Allahu Akbar. This is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What a beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the grace of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon Imam Bukhari. Firstly, before I even mention the titles of Imam Bukhari, آپ ساری زندگی امام بخاری کے نام سے مشہور رہے ہیں. آج تک ماشاء اللہ پیپل ڈونٹ ایون ریممبر ہز ایکچوئل نیم امام محمد. پیپل ریممبر ہم بائی بخاری دو ہی از فرام بخارا اینڈ دیٹ از وائی ہی از ریفرڈ ٹو ایز بخاری بیکاز ہی لوز اور ہی لوڈ اور اسٹیڈ اور واز فرام بخارا. سو دی ویوز آف مدنی چینل, ٹائٹلز دیٹ وی ریسیو اینڈ ٹیک فرام پیپل ان دا فارم آف اپریشیشن, پیپل گیو ٹائٹلز بیکاز دے لو پیپل, بٹ لک ایٹ these simple personalities who never boasted upon the knowledge that they had, but they were simple despite carrying such big titles. But subhanallah, being famous with simple names, Allahu Akbar. In reality, these are some of the titles of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, for his efforts, for his knowledge, for his memory, for his work and for his skills. He is known as Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. For the number of ahadith he has memorized, he is known as Hafizul Hadith, Nasirul Hadithun Nabawiyyah, Hibrul Islam, Sayyidul Fuqaha, Wal Muhaddithin. Allahu Akbar, he is the Imam, the leader of the jurists and the Muhaddithin, those who read the ahadith and teach the ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imamul Muslimin and Shaykhul Mu'mineen are some of the titles of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and all these titles befit him. May Allah azza wa jalla, for his sake, forgive us our major and minor sins. What was the secret behind Imam Bukhari's memory? What medicine, what medication, what he used to eat for strong memory? Ye memory ko tez karne ke liye, memory ko strong rakhne ke liye, a lot of people have memory problem. So the brother asked what Imam Bukhari used to do, because he remembers so many ahadith by heart, as I said, hundreds of thousands of ahadith. So Imam Bukhari se ye sawal khud hi pucha gaya. Imam Bukhari was asked this question himself as to what does he consume, what medication does he take in order to have such a strong memory. So Imam Bukhari replied, he says, I am not aware of any medication or any substance to take for strong memory. However, I found studying with utmost steadfastness and concentration to be beneficial for the memory. Subhanallah. That when you do study, tawajjuh ke saath, yaksui ke saath, aap istiqamat ke saath padhein. Imam Muhammad bin Ishaq bin Khuzaimah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has stated, I did not see any scholar or memorizer of hadith greater than Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says such that it was said that if Imam Muhammad bin Ismail does not know a hadith, it is not a hadith. اگر ان کے علم میں نہیں ہے تو بس وہ حدیث ہی نہیں ہے. اللہ اکبر. He was known in the field of hadith. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel. So we have almost come to the end of today's episode of program, and we have just last few minutes, inshallah azza wa jalla. I want to make mention of a very beautiful point. It was asked to him with regard to how was Bukhari Sharif written. Allahu Akbar. How did Imam Bukhari even write Sahih al-Bukhari? I mentioned to you in the very beginning the different levels of struggles they go through. Do you know Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala would take hadith not just from any person? It has been mentioned that he learned about a scholar, a great personality who had learned a hadith. Imam Bukhari had traveled hundreds of miles to this person to take the hadith from him. But when he reached there, he realized that this person was then giving the horse some food. He was feeding the horse some food from his bag. But apparently the bag seemed to be empty. So Imam Bukhari went approached him and made salam to him, and he visited him only for one maqsad and mission, and that was to take a hadith from him. And this person was then giving some food to the horse by calling the horse, but there was nothing in his hands. His hands were empty. So he asked him, were you really feeding this horse something? What were you doing? He says, well, the horse ran away and I was calling the horse towards me. And I tricked the horse in this way by calling the horse with an empty hand, but there's nothing here in this bag. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala then said, well, if you could trick and deceive a horse, then there could be some sort of deception or problem or weakness because of this in the narration as well. This weakness could be caused because of you. If you could carry out such an action, then what makes it impossible for you to do the same action in the words or in the ahadith as well. Having said this, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, despite traveling hundreds of miles, returned empty-handed, meaning he did not narrate from him, he did not take any hadith from him. So these are the struggles, and this is how much of istiqamah and steadfastness he had. He himself says, whenever I intend to write a hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my book Sahih Bukhari, I would first perform ghusl. I would obtain purity, complete purity, and offer 2 units of salah. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, I have selected the ahadith written in this book. So you can say, dear viewers of Madani channel, that from so many ahadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala had selected hadiths, which he then compiled and made it into Sahih al-Bukhari. Allahu Akbar. How many years this has taken Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Allahu Akbar. This mehnat ka kaam, this hard work, had taken him 16 years to complete. Allah. But he has istiqamah and steadfastness. As I said, there are lots of sacrifices a person needs to give. Knowledge is never sought overnight. Any ilm and knowledge you want to obtain, you have to have istiqamah. Secondly, you will have to face the challenges that come by. The scholars and ulama who strived and struggled for years, Allahu Akbar, with their lifestyle and they struggle and they sacrifices are right before us, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. So we want to mention, subhanallah, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala had then written this beautiful book of Bukhari Sharif, which today, subhanallah, reached us, and we quote Bukhari. It is the most authentic book after the Holy Quran Pak. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Bukhari Sharif is that book. Bukhari wo kitab ke Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala li farmate hain ki Bukhari Sharif hai kya? What is Sahih al-Bukhari? Bukhari Sharif is that, he says, the predecessors have written that. If Sahih Bukhari is read at the time of difficulty, the difficulty is alleviated. If it is found on a ship, the ship will not sink. And if it is read at the time of a drought, then rain will fall. Allahu Akbar. Bukhari wo hai, agar hum usko apne paas bhi rakhte hain to hum barkatein lootenge. To phir jo padhate hain, jo sikhate hain, jis jagah mein padhi jati hai, phir us jagah ka alam kya hoga? Sit in the darsgah of the scholars and the ulama, learn the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Balki aapko ye bataun, Imam Asiluddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, aap farmate hain, ye bhi bahut bade alim-e-deen guzre hain, aap farmate hain, I completed Sahih al-Bukhari 120 times for my own difficulties and the difficulties of others. Allahu Akbar. And he says, when I completed it 120 times, all my supplications and my du'as for myself and for others that I made were all accepted. Allahu Akbar. Meri jo murad thi, meri jo tamanna thi, wo pura ho karke raha. Through the blessings of reading Sahih al-Bukhari 120 times, dear viewers of Madani channel. So, subhanallah, we have come to the end of our program. Now we gonna seek your ijaza, inshallah, azza wa jalla, by making dua to the sadaqah and wasila of this great wali of Allah, azza wa jalla, who have left for us numerous lessons from his amal, from his action, from his taqwa, from his piety, Allahu Akbar, from his istiqamah, who taught us how to have khushu and khubu in our salah. His daily routine and his lifestyle is a great lesson and model for us, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the Muslims with a great leader, with a great Imam, and that Imam's name is Imam Muhammad bin Ismail bin Ibrahim Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq to follow his footsteps from amongst his teachings. Main ye samjhunga ki ye aaj ka silsila mukammal nahi hoga agar hum kuch na seekhe aapse. آپ صرف حدیث کی فیلڈ میں ماہر نہ تھے بلکہ آپ ان کا کردار بھی دیکھیں ان کا عمل بھی دیکھیں Look at his taqwa and piety. Imam Bukhari has stated himself, I have hope that I will enter in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his state, that he will not take me to account for backbiting. Why? He says, because I have never backbitten anyone in my life. Allahu Akbar. جن کے تقوے کا یہ عالم ہو پھر علم کا عالم کیا ہوگا? Dear viewers of Madani channel, It is beyond imagination. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. We have come to the end of the program. We had many other things to discuss with regards to Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala. However, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, stay tuned with us, dear viewers of Madini channel, and enjoy this beautiful program. Convey this to others as well. Wherever you are, recite lots of Durood-e Pak, or yaad rakhein, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله الله
start your day with remembrance of